Everyone has a personal agenda.
It affects performance. And that's what life's about.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
You know, once you reach a certain age, you do start giving...
I'm not there yet.
...less Fs.
So we got to keep fighting.
And I got three right now that are in that category.
You
got
to give us
me,
more.
Me, Kerr, and Mick Cronin.
It's been a problem for a month.
Dude. That is life, though, Steiny.
Yes.
As you grow.
All right, here's the plan. Warriors talk for the next 10, and then we'll get back into the Niners. But first, let me give you a couple updates from the Niners practice today and the Eagles practice today. Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, and that's it. Ricky Pearsall and Trent Williams didn't practice today, but Lane Johnson did. For Philadelphia, the offensive line.
So there's good news.
He was limited.
Yeah, but though. Still, that's good news.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to hear much about Williams or Pearsall till later in the
I've been left at the altar many a How times come? Thinking, leaving here Friday, thinking Pearsall or Trent will get it in there out.
Yeah.
So let's hope they play, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's got a hammy. He said the first one in his career, Trent. Why was he running after the dude when you knew you weren't going to catch him on the pick?
I'm worried that he pulled a hammy running.
Effin, why were you running?
I'm surprised you haven't blamed Brock Purdy for his injury, to be perfectly honest.
He's talking to you.
That interception.
Wow. Connect the dots.
Brock is just killing us.
You got a soft spot for Brock.
He's fine. He's a good quarterback.
Got his left tackle hurt.
Yeah, we'll talk about Brock in about 10 minutes. And Jalen Hurts, for that matter. First, let's go to Ryan in Moraga. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you guys doing? I want to piggyback with just a take, maybe a question. I'm not sure. When you guys are talking about Steph Curry's contract, and don't get me wrong, though, the $62 million, that's good money. But, I mean, and this kind of ties into the Kuminga thing, and I'm not blaming Kuminga for his aspirations and kind of his mindset, but I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of like Steve Kerr, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, everybody on the team. I really look at it like this. Like last time, like last year around this time, Kuminga was balling before he got hurt. You know, like he kind of was doing his thing, and obviously we didn't have Jimmy. And really what it boils down to is, like, I'm not even worrying about who we're going to get back for him or if we're going to trade him or not. Like, that's just an empty void we have on our roster now. You're not playing
Correct.
For whatever reason. That's not, right. So, like, I just feel like if that's something just that mentally kind of every day you go into work, whether it's they're at practice or at a game, they're going, they just know he's there, but he's not going to play. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not. And then, like, the other day when he had that, 8 minutes Steve Kerr gave him, I mean – if I'm Kuminga, kind of like, you know, that even puts a worse taste in my mouth. And regardless of that, you know, I guess what my take boils down to is that, like, you know, since we don't really have somebody like that now that can go to the paint, that could just get us a bucket like that. Yes, Jimmy does more. He likes to facilitate more. He likes to pass more. And, you know, it's just that we don't even have that as even a 10-minute thing or a 20-minute thing.
Hey, Ryan.
And, like, my
Well, go ahead, finish up. You're right.
That was it. Because, like, I like Steiny's kind of, like, philosophy of kind of, like, you know, what do you expect? Curry's at the end of his, you know, path. Jimmy's however old. Draymond's however old. And then it's like, he's not 30 anymore, but I'm also with Guru, where it's like, you know, I'm worried about right now. That's how I feel, too. Like, I'm worried about right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you, Ryan. Hey, good stuff, Ryan. You know, the one thing I'll say is, I was going to say about JK. And you think I'm kidding. There's a silver lining to me with Kuminga, and that is,
please share it.
You're 19 and 18, and he's been no factor. If you can get a functional player in here, then that will help.
So the guy I
even
didn't
if he's
want,
not as good as
what
Kuminga,
if it was Malik Monk?
Fine, take him.
But it's still with that doesn't take away the stench of what this dude was supposed to mean for the future.
Nothing's going to take away. Big. I don't think anything's going to take away that stage.
I got you. Even the boss's cologne won't. He's got a new cologne.
How do you know?
Because I've been smelling them when I go in the office. Like, it smells good. I got some for Christmas.
Did it not smell good before?
No, it...
Mm-hmm.
it smelled okay. But when there's a great cologne and a scent, you're just like, yeah.
I'll tell you what, this one's going to be, if this guy, Austin, our friend in San Jose.
Our man, happy new year.
If he says what I think he's going to say.
What is it?
We're going to have some fun in the next 3 minutes.
You better be careful.
Hey, Austin, how you doing, buddy?
My man.
Hey, happy new year, guys. Listen, did I hear Steiny say that Steph Curry is going to take a haircut for the organization?
Correct.
He did say it a couple years ago. He said, Steph Curry said, he paraphrased it. He said, you don't mess with an NBA player's money. Okay. So Steph Curry, and he still, remember, Steph still feels like
this is going to be great.
Years ago in that first contract.
No, you're right.
So you can forget about Steph Curry taking any haircut, this whole notion of Steph being a nice guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy, but don't mess with his money, okay? So, let's not lose sight of that.
Okay, let me ask you this. Hold on.
I don't know where you're going with that one.
I'll tell you. You don't go anywhere, Austin. Don't you dare go anywhere. Okay. So Steph's making 62 next year. He could extend by a year for the following year, right?
Right.
They could extend him the next year for $67 million. You're telling me he's going to ask for his next most allowable raise under the CBA. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Steph could.
I think he's pro. These guys are programmed, Sonny, to get. First of all, they're not like the rest of us.
Wow.
They're programmed to get the max, man. And listen, do you ever ask Joe Lacob to take a haircut? His investors? Do you think his investors are taking a haircut for anybody?
Okay.
What about the other night? You guys disappointed me, by the way.
Oh.
I heard Guru, you really disappointed me.
Oh.
No mention from the media. Very little media mention about the Warriors sitting their players against OKC.
Are you crazy?
We did an hour, real quick, Austin. We did an hour on that together. Shaq and Kobe.
You're losing your P1 status.
No doubt, Austin. We're disappointed. We did an hour on that. We were hurt.
How can we just let that pass? We keep talking about five for stuff.
Yeah, we didn't.
Thank you.
We didn't.
These guys don't feel good enough about themselves.
Exactly.
That's what Steiny said. Yeah. We said, Austin, I'm hurt. You didn't hear that part.
Download that Odyssey app.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We went in.
So my only point, fellas, is let me talk about the future. So with Kuminga, it's not just about Kuminga, guys. Think about this. What they should do, and he won't do it because they don't have the courage, like the one caller said. I agree with him. Lacob doesn't have the courage. You need to think about 2 years out. Here's what they should do. They should move Kuminga, which is obvious, but they also should move Jimmy now. They should not wait. Jimmy is the piece they can move now to put themselves in position to get somebody good next year, right? So that's what you got to think about 2 years out. Don't think about Kuminga just being a piece. How about Jimmy? Jimmy's the only logical piece that has any value on that roster outside of Steph to move. So what do you guys think about that? They should move Jimmy and Kuminga, maybe even another young guy for that matter.
Yeah, that's
if you do that, then he's saying it's over this year. Let me be honest,
Austin. Right. Like, that's at least the kind of thinking that I think we need to be thinking about.
And how attractive would Jimmy be right now?
I don't think very. I just don't. Who likes hypotheticals more than Steiny? So, now I know there's a middle ground here. I get it. Austin did say haircut, which is different than, you know, if at the end, I just want to lick my finger and put, test the way the wind's blowing. If Steph Curry at the end of this year says, boy, I feel good. And, you know, he kind of finishes this year like he does, 60 games. Yeah, shooting percentages come down a little, but he's still Steph.
Yeah.
And he says, I definitely have two more years in me. Absolutely. Let's just extend me 27-28 for $67 million.
Wow.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's not, if he, oh man.
Evan, what did you do?
Money's
out! So let me guess. You just pay him, right? Now, I don't think
you'd have to talk about it, but.
For 2 seconds.
See, that's why I don't think
you're going to pay him.
He might not play for 10, but he cannot demand 67.
I don't think he would, right. But if he did, then I think that the only conclusion is he's okay with not winning another championship.
Kobe did that.
That's true.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? That's a good point, because there's no advantage to do that
and
now.
He's a winner.
Even if they could do it. Yeah, that's not a priority he's now. Gonna, I'm just saying, yeah. What if he did? What if he were like one of these stars that does that?
He wouldn't be the Steph we know.
That's true.
Because now that's we're talking point. About it's over. You know, he could see he's on the back nine for real. And if you chose to – Kobe did that. Nah. And he crippled the Lakers. Much as I love the Mamba, I got to sneak him in here.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
But Curry's looking for that new shoe deal. Might be
What's
able to recoup.
What's going on with that, Donnie?
That's why he might want to play longer.
He's got enough bread. Cannon's got enough.
Tell Phil Jackson
do.
He had enough money when he
– Send me to Idaho. I'll find him.
Montana.
I thought he was in Idaho.
I bet he's been there. Sorry. You know, it's funny. You know how you think of a line?
He's from Dakota, though, right? South Dakota?
Yeah, right.
North Dakota.
I couldn't help but you know how sometimes you think of a line and it's way too late? Guru snuck this in yesterday and I didn't respond about Anthony Edwards. All right, so I know.
They got a big win last night.
I know Finch. I know Chris Finch. And Goo goes, Steiny, I believe Anthony Edwards wants to get Finch fired. And I don't know why I don't know why I didn't say, well, you should know.
Anyway. Oh, that was your retort.
Yeah. Well, no, you should know. You probably know
Maybe
what's going on in Minnesota.
Yesterday, but
they would have.
Yeah. They always win for them last night.
It's not a big win.
Dude, they blew them out.
See, that's the other thing.
So we got to keep fighting.
Let's go to City Boy.
Our man. Happy
New Year,
baby.
In San Francisco. What's up, City?
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas.
Back at you.
Man, this Warrior season has just been, it's been a roller coaster. It's been tough to watch. I mean.
Wow.
You know, I'll tell you, you know, and then Steve Kerr, I mean, to say he's not invested, I think anyone watching knows how invested this guy is still. I mean, I don't know if he's going to stick around. It might be too much for him, you know, but I mean, you saw how much he cares the other night. I mean, the guy still wants to win. He's hamstrung, too, and the Draymond Green thing is tough. And, you know, I really can't wait for January 15th because it's the addition by subtraction, like the other caller was saying. You get Kuminga out of the building. And bring in somebody who can play.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sure, we'd love to get a great player in here, and that would be wonderful if they can somehow package a couple first-round picks and go get an MPJ or a Trey Murphy or, you know, and maybe have them throw in a big, like, that guy Clowney or, you know, Claxton makes too much money. But you got to look at something like that. And maybe there's a chance, like Steve was kind of saying, like to catch lightning in a bottle, to just get to the offs and maybe get hot, you know. And I mean that's really what this team is looking at. But they have to bite the bullet with Draymond, because think about it, if you get Trey Murphy or you get an MPJ, where are his minutes going to come from, right? Because he's going to play the three or the four. Now you can play Draymond at the five a little, but he was talking about he's already beat up. We're a third of the way through the season, so I mean. You know, like you can't play Draymond at the five very much. And
Hey, City, you know what? Yeah, tell me if you agree with this. This is what Evan said before the show. And he said it, and I was like, I think you're right. He said, you know, like nothing's going to happen with Draymond this year, probably. But absolutely this summer, he's got a player option. There's got to be discussion about something, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's going to exercise that option because he's not going to get more money on the open market. So it's going to be he's going to put the ball in our court and make the Warriors make a tough decision. And he knows Steph has his back. And that's where it's been tough. And I mean, I kind of agree with people coming down Joe Lacob's road. You know, I mean, look, I love Joe Lacob. He's done a lot for the franchise. He's put a lot of money into the team. He's overspent when needed. So, like, it's not like I don't think he's a great owner, but. But he really has kind of let the cart lead the horse. I mean, let the cart lead the horse or whatever. You know, I mean, he needs to take the bull by the horns and make the tough calls. I mean, like Bill Walsh is my favorite coach of all time. And I mean, he never had a problem making the tough decisions. And,
right.
You know, sometimes they weren't the right ones. You know, Ronnie Lott still had quite a bit left in the tank when he left. Montana still had some stuff in the tank when he left. But not as much as Steve Young did, obviously.
Hey, City, you're right on the money. I'm going to follow up. Thank you so much for the call. I'm going to follow up on that. I do, you know, Bill Walsh, rather give up a guy a year early than a year late. But he never said, like, not at all was never an option.
Right. No, he was a killer. But back to Draymond.
Right. But everybody says, Bill Walsh is a genius. He's right. He's right. Okay. But when push comes to shove, you ain't doing it. You know why? Because it's too tough of a decision.
And
it
that's Draymond Green.
And, but and
the
Steph
ball's
Curry.
In his court and with the player option.
Okay,
now.
Fine.
He knows that thing's getting exercised I was this morning.
Why wouldn't... Okay, Draymond Green goes to Joe Lacob and says, hey, I'm making 25 next year. I'll tell you what. How about we rip that up and give me 30 for the next 2 years? I'll take 15 and 15. But that way, I'll retire here, and I'll be here for two more years, and my role will start to diminish, but I'll help out the kid. What are you doing?
We can talk then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you think that would happen,
to hit
or
the
those
bricks.
Words? Seriously?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, I could see Draymond wanting to do that. Well, absolutely.
Well, he didn't hit the bricks this last time. And
right, but he didn't have a player out.
I got you, but there was... Forget the options. Just the fact was their life without Draymond.
But he's 38 now.
But in their eyes, Stoney,
I could see them doing that.
It could be butterflies. Maybe he's 34 to them.
Yeah, I could see them doing that. I could see Draymond selling that. Like Draymond saying, look, I know I'm whining. Listen, my problem is I think I have 2 years. But I only have 1 year in my deal. I'll tell you what, let's just... Just give me 15 and 15, 30 over 2 instead of 25 over 1, and I'll be here for the next 2 years. What are you doing? Yeah. You giving it to him?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I'm worried about the 15th.
The 15th.
January.
I
know.
Goo.
I'm just telling you.
It's not going to be Christmas.
It's life and death. But we need a guy that can contribute. Forget what type. He could be marginal. The fact
he
that this
be.
Dude's a
He will be marginal.
John Collins, down.
Jack,
what?
Perfect body type. Give us honestly, between you two, the last John Collins body type in a Warrior uniform. I'll wait.
Well, he's on the bench. His name's Kuminga.
All right, after that,
you know what I'm afraid?
Dude, that's all I'm looking. We're looking for.
You know what I'm afraid? This is what I'd be afraid of as a Warrior fan, and it's. It's like, would you take, like, I said the other day, I take John Collins in a heartbeat. Danny Ainge is probably like, we're not giving you John Collins. We're not giving you a proven player who's 28 or 29 for a kid that we don't know if he can even play.
He's not in Utah anymore.
Who?
John Collins.
Oh,
yeah, I was going to let it breathe. But yeah.
Hit me.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd, hit me. All right, for the Clippers.
Who is it? Is it Lawrence Frank?
Not for long.
But he's made bad trades
You think
before.
He's in trouble?
Yes. Yeah.
But they're playing better, but just overall. What about Kobe, the youngster? Did he look like he had the goods?
Probably seen him play two or three times.
You know, I played the ponies, so when I watched the Clippers. Watching Harden. So I've seen him, but he hadn't had a prolific game like that.
That was his career high.
Dude, right. He can play, though. I'm looking at
him. I don't know that after one game.
Right.
One game.
Well, they're in their moody and convenient stages, and they're not getting pulled for Jerome and Lamb. Can you imagine had that not happened?
What?
Jerome and Lamb impeding the progress or the growth of Moody and Kuminga.
You know what?
You kind of just
might be at the very same place.
If I had a beer, I'd sip it right now.
It might be at the very same place.
Well,
unfortunately.
But there's a flip side to that coin, too.
Let's go to Corey in North Carolina, finish up with some calls, and then we'll get to the Niners after the break.
UNC.
Hey, Corey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
how
are you? Back at you.
Hey, thank you. I called in earlier, like right at the beginning of the season, and I was like, man, I think they could win it all. Okay, I was wrong.
I'm with you.
But I got to say, man, like I feel like a lot of people just don't understand. This man, Steve Kerr, does not have a championship team. Like, and I say this because I love the people on that team, but if you take Steph Curry out of the starting lineup, take the other four, and place them on any top four team from the West or the East, which one of those teams do any of those people start on?
Right. But whose fault is that? I'm with you. I mean, whose fault
is
that?
Jimmy Butler would probably some teams would probably figure out how to get Butler in there. But I hear your point.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Like, the man is a championship coach, and most championship coaches have championship teams. They don't build anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they usually don't go to places where they have to build anything. And so I think we kind of have to have a little grace with Coach Kerr for even wanting to stick around, simply because most championship coaches chase championships. And so they don't stay where, you know, the writing's on the wall. So I'm thankful for Coach Kerr. I understand the rotations, people get mad about him, but he can't rotate but so much when he doesn't have but so much.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Corey. I think you're right on the money. I also think we always underestimate the team dynamic. Mm. And you're right. It is easy for us to say, just stop playing Draymond and play the young. Well, it's not quite that easy.
Well, tell me, it should be and always be about basketball.
Right, but you have to respect the past. Four titles. Yeah. You have to respect it. You don't have to be guided by it. Marvin Livermore, finish us up, buddy.
Hey, guys, Happy New Year. You know, I always enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. But we're hypocritical.
I always usually come at you, but yeah, you both are hypocritical. Goo, I'm surprised.
Well,
you guys keep mentioning Wiseman, Moody, and JK as draft busts, and Moody was 14. Pods was 19. Steve Kerr called Pods a playmaker. But I'm going to ask both of you, is he a playmaker in the NBA?
No.
Then how come you guys aren't coming down Pod's road with those three? It's all four of them would be bust, in my opinion. You guys keep throwing the three under the bus and not Pod's.
Well,
and Kerr is the only one who had said this guy is an actual playmaker in the NBA.
All right, I got an answer for you, Marv. You got to take it off the air, but yeah. I'm going to have an answer for you, and it's this. The problem is the word lottery. It's 1 through 14, and it's Moody incredible. Was 14. Yeah. So those three are lottery picks, which just is different than, like, I think Pods is a pretty good pick at 19.
And I'll tell my man, I mean, Marv, you've got more from Pods than the other three where they were slotted. You can't even, come on, if we just keeping it real.
But
come on, man.
But no, he's...
I didn't say he's John Stockton.
Talk to him.
No, I love him.
Call. That's a great call.
But he's not... Pods ain't in that group.
We can't afford to alienate anybody.
Part of it's also the draft, right?
Yeah, he just said
no doubt.
No, I mean, like, Trey Murphy was picked after...
that's true, too.
The guy, Jalen Johnson. But for Pods, the only player that was picked after him was actually probably Tumani Kamara. But he was like a 52nd overall pick.
Yeah. Alrighty. All right, let's get back into the Niners on the other side. By the way, I've heard there's a couple coaching vacancies in the NFL. And also,
we got a list of the best ones.
You know, there's something happened yesterday. All right?
On your way home?
No. Well, I don't know when. But I read it, and I thought, good. I read it, and I was like, let me figure this out. Oh, sweet. I love it. I'm going to tell you what that is on the other side. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. I was wrong.